Good morning.
I am so glad spring break is over. It's good to see you all again. I know you're not glad that spring break is over. Too bad. So, who are you? You're a person. This is true. Who are you? Well, I know, but I know you're a person, but if she's a person, you must be something else. Who are you? When people say, who are you? What do you say? When people say, who are you? What do you say? Your name? So somebody says, well, hi, your name. So who are you? Zoe, there you go. And who are you way down there?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Anna.
George?
No.
Anna. Oh. Who are you? Lucy. And I think way down on the end is... Yeah, you all have a name. When someone wants to know who you are, a lot of times you use your name. Well, who else are you? If you're not just your name, who else are you? You are a person. I got that, yes. You're like a stuck record. Who are you? You are
Coco.
Coco, yes. What else about you do we need to know? What do you love? What's that? You're a girl, yeah. You're on your own, buddy. It's just you and me.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a girl. And what do you love to do, Zoe? Do you dance? Do you sing? Do you do art?
Ski.
You ski. Dude. Yeah. We're known by lots of things. We're known by our name, and we're known by sort of what we do. Sometimes people might say, oh, she's the redhead. Yeah, right. Yeah, they might say, you're the blonde. I say, oh, she's the little one. They might say, she's the loud one. Maybe not. I don't know. I will say, you are great at making faces. Yeah. So today we hear about someone who everyone in the whole story calls him the... Not the person. The... The blind man. What's his name? The blind man. Yeah, we don't know. The gospel doesn't tell us what his name is. But something happens to the blind man. What happens?
Jesus comes and gets dirt.
And spits on it. I love it. This is the one place in the Bible Jesus spits. And puts it on his eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about doing that on Monday, Thursday this year instead of washing feet. What do you think? Yeah. No, maybe not. Yeah. Jesus heals him. But do you notice that in the story they still call him the blind man? He's the guy who used to be blind, as if that's all he can be. In the story, Jesus helps him to know who he really is. He's not just the blind man. He is, it says in our second lesson, a child of the light. When he comes to be able to see, he not only gets to see that Bob's wearing a purple shirt and all of those kinds of things, he also sees Jesus for who Jesus is, as the Son of God. And he, it says in the text, believes. So no longer does he just be the blind man, or just for you, a loud girl or a redhead or the only boy besides the pastor up here. You all are also the children of light. That's what God does for us. The same thing that Jesus does for the disciples. Jesus says to the disciple, to the man who was born blind, you are not blind, you see. And you see God and you see love and you see it all. And God says the same thing to you. So your name is not just Zoe or Coco or Lucy or Samson or Anna. You are also children of God's light. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for making us children of the light. Send us out to be your light for the world. In Jesus' name, and everybody said?
Amen.
You are also the young lady with the very classy shoes.